والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته يوم الدين. This brother, inshallah, those who need to participate in a class with us, could you please, I ask you please, come forward to see the blackboard. Because I need you to see the blackboard, inshallah ta'ala. طيب. بمشيئة الله عز وجل, فضل الله عز وجل, yesterday we started study الحالة العمرية. There is a two cases happen in the time of the Khalifa. Khalifa Umar radiallahu anhu arda, the Khalifa number 3, and it was a big argument between the Sahaba. The Masjid was full of to study these two cases related to the inheritance. This topic is called Al-Halat Al-Umariya. It means the cases of Umar. Al-Hala Al-Umariya. It is done in the time of the Khalifa Umar. And the masjid was full of by the companions, the Sahaba al Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is a big argument between two great companions. Zayd ibn Thabit, the one of those who write Al-Wahy, the revelation from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet mentioned him in one hadith. قال أعلمكم بالفرائد زيد. The most knowledgeable one amongst you with علم الفرائد, it's mean the law of inheritance, is Zayd ibn Thabit. And is not an easy case. The most knowledgeable one among the Sahaba was Zayd radiallahu anhu arda ibn Thabit. And the argument or the big debate done between him and حضر الأمة وعالمها, the great scholar in Islamic history, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum. And we studied the cases yesterday, the first case, and we're done with this. You could review it in our website, www.masjidmanhattan.com. And by the blessing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this site became very, very, very active. If you go and you open our site and look to the number in the bottom, you're going to find more than 150,000 people enter our website between to check our website and our classes. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So you could review the first case. I'm going to repeat it later. But the second case is, the case here, no children. The two cases of the Hadrat Umar radiallahu anhu arda, there is no children. We don't talk about children here. But yesterday we spoke about a woman, she passed away. And she left the father and the mother and husband. We cleared this yesterday. Today, the second case, also it was a debate about this too. An argument between Zayd and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum arda, because this became like a dictionary in all the book of fiqh. They took these two cases. Now the case today, second case, man, he passed away. Now the man yesterday, woman, she is the one, she passed away and she left the husband and she left the father and left the mother. We cleared this yesterday. Now today, a man, he's the one, he passed away and he left no children, but he left father, a mother, and wife. As we cleared yesterday from Surah An-Nisa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدْ وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَى فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلْثِ. And if he has no children, and his parents, father and mother, the got the inheritance from their son, the one who passed away, and he has no children, فَلِأُمِّهِ, how much the mother? One third, because no children. No children. If there is the children, how much the mother will take? One sixth. So, mashallah, Masjid Manhattan, Allahu Akbar. Scholars now. Now, the case here, we mention it, no children. He married, but he never have children. But Allah, he said in the ayah in Surah An-Nisa, he mentioned only the mother. If he has no children and he left a parent, that's mean father and mother, his mother, she will take how much? One third. automatically the father in the most of the case he take like the mother, because Allah he did not mention in the ayah how much the father he should have. But this is from the fiqh now to understand. He should take the same percentage like mama, but keep it for a while. But the most important for me here, after I look, I found the mother, she take 1/3, how much is the wife she should take? She has no children. 1/4, Brother Sharif, Jazakallahu khaira. The wife, she take 1/4. The opposite side, yesterday, if the woman, she passed away and she has property and assets, and her heart, she left the husband, how much the husband will have? And we said to the sister yesterday, watch out, half of your property will go to who? Your husband. If something happened to you, may Allah bless all of you. Now, so we know here, a wife, she will take 1/4. What about if the woman, she has children? How much is a wife she should have? 1/8, Jazakallah khair Sharif. If she has children, and you left the property and asset, if you have children, your wife, she will take 1/8 from the total assets and property and assets. If she has no children, and there is a father and mother of the deceased person, the wife, she will take 1/4. Taib now. It happened, Ibn Abbas, he said, what did he do? Our example yesterday, we give $900, for example. If we take in $900 here, Zayd Ibn Abbas, he said, look first for the mother and give her the third out of the total amount. That's what Ibn Abbas said. So he said, give the mother 1/3 and give the wife 1/4 and the rest from the total amount of the 900 will go to the father. So that means here in this case, how much the father will have? The rest, after you give 1/4 to wife, 1/3 for mama, the rest will go for the father. Zaidi said, no. Because yesterday we cleared it. In Islam, we have knowledge that the man he should take more, or the woman should take more than him. The man. So according to the formula of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he gave the rest for the father, it will be less than the mother. So Zaidi told him, no, let we make the formula in a different way, because Allah did not mention it clearly. Shall I give both? I distribute my money among them equally or not? Allah said the percentage, he fixes the percentage already. Can you give me a second? I will give you time. Zaid, concentrate in Zaid. He said, no, wait a second here. First, after I look, I give the wife 1/4. 1/4 out of 900, how much is going to be? 225. That's good. And he said, after you give the quora, the 1/4 for the wife, distribute the 3 quora, the remaining balance between the father and the mother. So Ibn Abbas in the other case, he said, no, give the mother 1/3 of the total amount. Zaid, he said, no, look first and give the wife her 1/4. Allah, he said that in the Quran. This is not all this percentage, the 1/3 for mother and 1/4, we don't touch it. We going for 1/4 for the wife. We going for 1/3 for the mother of the deceased person. We cannot change this. But the point, how you distribute the money. So what happened? Zaidi said, give first his wife 1/4. And the 3 quora will be between the father and mother. So the mother will take 1/3 of the 3 quora. First, we know 225 out of 900, so we're going to have 675. The 6 between 675, which represent 3 quora of the remaining balance after you give the wife that her 1/4. So take away 1/3 of the 675. How much is going to be? 225. so give mama of the deceased person 225. And how much the father will take? Huh? How much he will take? 450. So who taking the too much now? Who taking? Father taking more or mother taking more? Father. That's why. Ibn Abbas, in the case of Ibn Abbas, he said, no. Give first the mama one third from the total amount. Total amount. Give her one third. Then after that, after you give her, go for the wife, give her one quarter from the total amount. And give the rest to for Baba. So if you do this formula for Ibn Abbas, the father will take less than the mother. And it became like agreement among the Sahaba. That is the best formula which Zayd came with. And Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet, he said the truth in the hadith, which he mentioned in Bukhari wa Muslim, the most knowledgeable. That before he died, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't alive in this time. This is in the time of Umar. And this argument came between the Sahaba, and they gathered thousands of people to make decision for this case. So mechanically, how you distribute the money between these three body. But before I move, I want to examine you. I say, you go, you remember or not. What about if he has one brother? In this case, in our example, only one brother. We have father, we have mother, we have wife. How much he give for the brother? One brother.
Zero.
Mashallah. But how much the mother will take? Remind you by the ayah again. Allah, he said in a previous ayat, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ. And if the deceased, the person has brothers, more than one, the mother should take how much? 1/6. Instead 1/3, we're going to give her what, Ya Abd Rashid? 1/6, 1/3, we'll give her 1/6. So the father in this case, he will have more than 450. Because the mother, originally without any brothers, mother she take 3/3. But if he has brothers, more than one, the mother, her portion will be reduced from 1/3 to 1/6. But what about if he has only one brother, as I said? How much the mother will take? Still 1/3. Because Allah, he made a condition, if he has brothers, the portion of the mother will be reduced from 1/3 to 1/6. But because here is only one brother, this formula is not going to work to reduce the mother from 1/3 to 1/6. Only if he has a deceased person, he has more than one brothers and sisters. You got it, inshallah ta'ala. Anybody still confused? You have a question now. Allah, ya akhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She has one quarter. Before you distribute anything, you give her the one quarter first. One quarter of your total brother. I don't think so. Actually, this is fair, ya Sheikh Allah. This is
more.
Yeah.
If
our father's got a mar, but remember also your wife also, she needs to survive after you. Nobody will support her. Hi. Now, Fadda.
Father still gets more.
Yes, that's what we need. In more than the wife.
More than the mother.
Yes, that's what we need. That's why I have the debate. Listen for this carefully. The debate between Zayd and Ibn Abbas in this meeting. Ibn Abbas, he give concentrate in the mother and father. Why if she's fixed? We don't. Husband take half. If his wife she passed away, he take half of her property. But the point here, the debate done because of what? Can you give the mother of the deceased person more than the father or not? That is a problem. Because Ibn Abbas, if you remember yesterday, when he has here that the woman she passed away, and she has a husband. Ibn Abbas right away he went and he gave first third for the mother. Third for the mother. And then after that, the money, after that he going for the husband and he give him half. Half little blood third. So the father will take 1/6. That is what I'm coming. That is why they made this debate, because mother she will have 1/3. Husband will take half. Half and third, so you have 1/6 only, you give it to the father, less than the mother. So that's why they say, you know, Allah, he always give للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين. In general, Allah, he give the male twice than the female. Why? Is this fair? To give the male over the wife, is fair or not? Fair or not? Why? Barakallah feek. The woman out the time, somebody support her. She was in the Baba's house, he support her. And then she moved to who? Husband. And who supporting her? But the poor man, he has to open the house, he has to buy the furniture. So that's why the Islam came with fear, in order to answer the question for the disbeliever or the secular or those who doesn't say or attacking the Islam. Yes, the man. But here in the United States, if you leave your property, it will be equal between your son and your daughter. This is not a right formula. Because in Islam, we have to tell them, the girl, she moved from the father's house, and then she moved to her husband's house, both of them supporting her financially. But the one who carry all this is who? The man. He is the one. He should, Islam obligating him to support his wife. We have some exceptions here now.
The problem for this society is different, because the woman is 90 years old, she never married.
Yes, well, we actually, the Sharia of our the other people is not effect, not our Sharia. Islam, no matter what you go in any place, you must learn, actually Islam are the same rule and same regulation. We have to fear Allah, that's why. Why we bring these cases? Because you will be asked. And sometime maybe when you leave this between you and your children or your wife, they may distribute this amount after you die with a wrong formula. And you will be in a big penalty. You will be in a big penalty. You understand? So that's what we have to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, the three rules, exception for this. Yesterday, before you leave, we spoke about the grandfather and the grandmother are taking the same percentage if you lost your father and if you lost your mother. We agree about that yesterday. Your grandfather is your father. Your grandmother is, she is your mother. So if you lost both of them and you still have a grandfather and a grandmother, how much each one of them should take if you have a children? Huh? Your father and your grandfather and your grandmother and your father and mother passed away. But you still you have your grandfather and your grandmother and you have children. How much grandfather will take? How much grandmother will take?
1/8. 1/8,
this is for the wife, Abrashid. 1/6.
1/6.
No children and your father passed away, your mother passed away, and you have your grandfather and your grandmother. How much your grandmother will take?
1/3.
1/3, jazakallah khair. How much Baba will take? If you left a wife, your wife she will take 1/4, and the rest will go for actually for who? For who? Your grandfather. Your grandfather. We have 3-6 exceptions for this rule. So
is it this one? The wife, if the wife
$1/3.
$1/3
from the total amount, and the rest will go to the father. We don't take Ibn Abbas' opinion. Remember again, with the Sahaba agreed upon to take the Sayyid's opinion and became in dictionary rule for the Muslim Ummah. So don't confuse yourself about the formal Ibn Abbas. What Ibn Abbas concentrate, he gave the husband first half, and then after that, the other half will be distributed between the mother and the father. Mother take third of the half, and the father, he take the rest, the two-thirds of the half. That mean he elect the father to go up. In the formula of Ibn Abbas, that's in generally, he get exactly the mother, he should take like more than the father in this case. So don't confuse yourself. We concentrate in the fiqh now about Zayd. What you should do, first you got your wife. They give her one quarter. And the three quarter will be distributed between the mother and the father. Mother, she will take third of the three kora, and your father, he will take two-thirds of the three kora or kora. That's mean to give the father. That's what they call it al-halat al-umariya. Umariya, it's mean the cases of Umar, which is done in his life. You got it, inshallah ta'ala. I owe you, because the time is enough. What about if one of those, the mother or the father, passed away? For example, you still have your mother and your father passed away, but you have your grandfather and you have brothers. In our cases here, how much the brothers will take? In the case of your father and your mother, to refresh your mind, if you remember, if you left father and mothers and brothers more than one, your mother, you give her how much? One third. And your father, you should take one third. What about the part about the third, the part of the third? They still have third. You give it to who? The brothers? We say no. You give it to who? To the father again. Why? Because remember, when we say the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give all the percentage for the family members, and the remaining balance, it should go to where? The most closer male of the family members. Your father or your brothers? Your father. Therefore, brothers and sisters are blessing for the father. Because the father, he will take their percentage. They had got zero. A lot of people came to me, as I told you, they said, "Ya Sheikh, we give the third part, for third portion for our brother and sister back home. After you give mother one third, after you give father one third, and we give the third." La. They have zero. Because the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Al-Bukhari, what the remaining balance, he will go to the most closer male of the family members. Who is the most closer male of the family members? Your father or your brother? Your father. Your father, inshallah ta'ala. That's what you go, inshallah. Your uncle or your father?
Father.
You understand? Your son or your father? Your son. Your son, my brother, inshallah ta'ala. Your son will be go exactly most closer to you more than the father. First son come first, inshallah ta'ala. This is a different case. What about if the mother passed away? The mother of the deceased person, she passed away, and you have the grandfather. What about the second case? If your father, he passed away, and you have your grandmother. Your grandfather, how is the percentage? Generally, before I go for detail, your brother, this case, if one of the parents passed away, your brother will take this case. Your brother will what? Will take. If, again, your parents is still alive, nothing for brothers, nothing for sisters. If one of your parents passed away, and you have brother and sister, your brother and sister will take inheritance. That is a different case than the Umar's case, because when we spoke about the Umar's case, we have father and mother. But here now we say, what about if you miss one of the father or the mother? If you miss one of them, and you still have your brother will go inside this formula, they will have subportion, but your brother and sister will be prevented to have any amount of your property and assets if your parents is still alive. If one of them you miss it, your brother and sister, you will take it. I think you're never going to forget this. You never. Can you give me this rule again? Can you give me this rule again? Huh? If the father and mother is still alive, your brother and sister will take
nothing.
Zero. If you miss one of the father, or you miss one of the, or your mother, and you have a brother and sister, your brother and sister will have what?
They will have something.
They have something. Inshallah. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? That's what we need. And also, we can have like a formula too. If I miss my mother, I don't have any problem. But if I miss my brother and my father, if my father is still alive, is my brother and sister going to have percentage? Because my father is almost closer. Male. Can I give it to my brother? If you know, you need to know, you are appointed to see me, inshallah ta'ala, next time, inshallah ta'ala, to give you this complicated rule. We will, inshallah ta'ala, give you, inshallah, as I promise you, I'm going to work with a team to make a roster to give you all this percentage, because you need it, actually. Most of the massages, they don't clear it, but alhamdulillah,
is
what?
Two or three wives.
Two or three wives. Allahu Akbar, this is a good question. Two or three wives. Two or three wives. Okay. Absolutely, if you leave any property and asset, if you ever exactly that, then this is the big shelters. Big shelters. You are in Islam commanded to give every wife, to give her wife, a place to live. A place to live. So you make a place for this one, you make a place for this one, you understand? For example, a man, he married a woman first and he bought a house for her and her children. They have this house. And you marry the second one and you prepare a house for this by rent. For the second one. And you give her shelter, you give her clothes, you try to buy food, something like this. If the second wife here, she has no right to take any percentage of the house which he bought it for the first one. But if you leave any liquid money, or any assets, land, or anything extra, than the house which the first wife lived, you have a different assets, extra for investment, the second wife, she should have from this. So none one of them touched the house for the other one. None one of them, for example. First wife, exactly that. You bought a house for the first wife. And then after that, the second wife, you bought a house for her or you rent. None one of them take any property from each other. But if there is some investment, such as money in a bank, such as another house for vacation, another so and so, the second wife, she should have property from this, because, and the money will be split between both of them. Both of them. For example, he left $10,000. He left it. $10,000. So we find the wife, if you have a children, how much exactly the wife will take? If you have children, 1/8. If there is no children, 1/4, as we said here. 1/8. This 1/8, if you are looking for bank assets, it will be distributed between both of the wives. 1/8 will be distributed between both of the wives. But the first, second wife, she has nothing with the house from the first one. And the first one, she has nothing in the house in the second one. Because this, you prepare these houses for both of them. Everyone cannot take from each other. But any another investment, any another extra house or extra so and so, both of them, they will be inside this property. Wallahu Azza wa Jalla A'lam. This is your question.
1/3 is divided into two again.
1/8 will be divided. If there is a children and the wife, she should take in Islam 1/8. This 1/8 will be distributed between the two wives. If there is a liquid or property or assets, the extra assets more than the house which he prepared for every one of them, they should share in this 1/8, inshallah. Got it? Fadhal Sheikh.
Necessary for a husband to have two houses, one for each wife.
Wallahi, like I told you, we have a case here. Somebody actually, we know, we have a case. He bought a house for the first wife. They live with it, for example, together like 25, 30 years. They will live together. And then the man, he married a new one. It married that the original this house is bought for the first house and her his children. You understand? So in the second case, he is not able to buy another house for the second one, but he is obligated in Islam to prepare a place for her. To prepare, even if it's with rent, you buy the furniture, you buy all this, and you prepare it for her, and you pay this rent or mortgage, whatever it is, you can, inshallah, for the second one. That's her place. The point in Islam to prepare a place for this, but it's not gonna work after the person passed away. The second wife, she's gonna come to the family house of that person. For which he prepared for his first wife and his children. She said, no, I am a partner with you. I am an owner with you in this house. It cannot be. Because the husband, before he passed away, he prepared what? A place for this woman to live in it and to enjoy it and to be equal like the other one. Yes, with the other one, the first one, she has to own this house because he bought it for her in the beginning. Second one, you don't come to the husband and tell her, if you bought this house for her, for example, $700,000-$800,000, you're gonna be obligated to make another house for $700,000-$800,000, which is over than your capability, it's over than your income. You cannot obligate him. The issue in Islam to prepare a place for the second wife to live and to be feel comfortable and safe and secure. That's why she got from his liquid money. If he left something, she gonna have like her phone. Yeah? The first one also, he pay mortgage for her. For the first one. So how the first one she gonna pay the mortgage too? You got it, inshallah ta'ala?
Mortgage is paid.
Yeah, if mortgage is paid, actually the second one, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support her, inshallah ta'ala. But she should, if he has any liquid money or any houses or anything like that, for extra than the house which she lives, she should be apart in order to be supported in Islam. And remember, the woman, if she is not able, she can go after the husband passed away, she can go for second marriage to find. You are not guaranteed for your wife after you live, even the first one or second one, to guarantee a life for her until 30 years after you. There's nothing in Islam like this. You passed away, so the woman in Islam, in one Muslim, Allah, she looking for a second husband to support her after her husband passed away. She has right to go for this, inshallah. Wallahu a'lam, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanakallah. Anybody move to the kitchen? It's fine, inshallah. Subhanakallah wa hamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Thank you very much.